back to Graham McCauley for more From the Diamond. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate. 855-299-SOLD. On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back into From the Diamond with Grant McCauley, live from the Kia Studios here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we continue on a Sunday afternoon. Braves and Marlins have wrapped things up down in Miami. Next stop for Atlanta is a trip out to Houston for a 2021 World Series rematch with the Houston Astros. We'll be talking all about that as the show continues, but we're going to turn back the clock to the 1980s, 1985 to be precise. And if you grew up a TBS kid watching the Atlanta Braves during that decade, you probably know a thing or two about my next guest, and you may have had the posters we're about to talk about on your wall growing up. I'm thrilled to welcome Braves great Dale Murphy into the show right now. Murph, it's always great to catch up with you. I always appreciate the time and the conversations, and today I'm kind of excited to have one that maybe a lot of folks haven't heard before, because we get to revisit, I think, a time in Braves history, a time in your career that a lot of people probably remember quite vividly in the form of not one, but two amazing posters.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. Back in the 80s, Nike had the poster thing going. It was a big deal, and I got to do two of them. So, you know, I love to share the stories. And like I say, it was such an honor back then, you know, to have them approach you and say, hey, we want to do a poster. And I was really lucky and had a lot of fun doing both of them.
Well, absolutely. And so let's kind of dive in there, because I've always been a little bit curious. I mean, I know some of this story, but for those listening out there, they may have seen the Power Alley poster and thought, hey, either I had that as a kid or I always wanted that when I was a kid. I needed to be on my wall. There's a generation of Braves fans anyway that grew up with this iconic poster from Nike. It's got you in that dark alley, like perfectly lit there, clad in those powder blue Braves uniform and holding a bat that is glowing like a lightsaber. So we'll get into how they pulled off all the effects in a moment. But who originally approached you with this idea, and how did the concept of Power Alley kind of all come together?
You know, I'm not sure who reached me. I know as far as the shoe representative, the guy that visited all the clubs was Bill Frischette. And he's kind of a legendary guy with Nike. You know, he was there at the beginning when shoes got to be a big deal. Now, basketball shoes were obviously the driving force in running shoes. And I can remember I was talking to Bill with Nike, and I was, you know, from Portland, Oregon, and I was excited to be a Nike guy. So when I first started wearing Nikes, you know, I wore them for a couple of years, and I had some really good years, and they would give us a few thousand dollars worth of merchandise. And finally I said, hey, Bill, how about sweeten the pot a little bit? You know, I think I, you know, maybe worth a little bit more merchandise anyway. You know, they weren't giving us cash. And he said, well, Murph, you know what? We don't sell many baseball shoes. We sell basketball shoes. And that was, you know, in the day, obviously, when I don't even know if kids could go buy Nike baseball shoes then. They were just getting started. And now you can obviously get Nike baseball shoes. But that is part of their business. But their big business, obviously, is sneakers and basketball shoes. And so Bill probably pulled me aside, you know, in spring training and said, hey, we're going to do a poster of you, and some people will be in touch. And then they just set up a time, and I met the guys from Nike, and I wish I could remember the names of the photographers and the designers and the idea guys. You know, it's interesting, a few years ago, probably about 10 years ago, Nike invited Nancy and I back to their campus there in Oregon, and we got to talk to some of the artists that create their shoes, and they wanted me to talk about Power Alley and stickball. So That was a real thrill, and there was still someone there that remembers, you know, the conversation. He wasn't at the shoot, at the photo shoot, but he remembers, you know, Nike getting in touch with me and then coming to spring training and doing the photo shoot.
Chatting with former Braves great Dale Murphy here on From the Diamond with Grant McCauley on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He joins me on the WadeFord.com hotline. You mentioned stickball. We're going to get to that a little bit later, because Power Alley was just one of the two posters, and the story for each, I think, is super fun. But as far as Power Alley, you arrive at the photo shoot. Where exactly was that? How did they set up this concept? And ultimately, I guess we all want to know, how did they get you that glowing bat? Because as a kid, it was like different parts of my imagination were coming together, because there's Dale Murphy. Does he know Luke Skywalker? How did this all work out?
Yeah. Well, they came to me, and I have in my possession the storyboard, well, the artist's rendition of what they were trying to do.
Wow.
Kind of just a really quick sketch of, you know, the idea. Power Alley is a baseball term. And they got there a couple of days early, came over and picked me up at the Braves clubhouse in West Palm Beach and said, so Power Alley is a term, you know, baseball term. We're going to riff on that phrase. You know, Power Alleys are the gaps to left center and right center. And so what we've done, and they were telling me this, and here's the picture of the concept. We're going to get you in an alley and we're going to powerize this alley. So, and it was all real. None of it is done on a computer. It was actually an alley, a dimly lit alley in downtown West Palm Beach that they found. I would love to remember where that is and
right.
Go see it again. So they, you know, I just drove over, they gave me the address and, well, first of all, back up, you know, so they go, Murph, we want you to wear your baby blue jersey. And John Holland had already packed up all the game jerseys. This was late in spring training, the game uniforms.
Right.
That we only used a couple times in spring training. Usually we wore something that was just for spring training. They were back in Atlanta. So they go, well, we need a number 3 baby blue uni. So they ran over to the Richmond clubhouse, and that's why it doesn't say Atlanta on it. That's why it says Braves.
Wow.
Because it's actually a Richmond Braves jersey. So it said Braves. So it's actually not my jersey. It's a Richmond Braves number 3 powder blue uni. I did have some pants that we wore. We just wore a different jersey for spring training, but I wore my game pants. Oh, and they had a new shoe. If you look at the shoe in Power Alley, it's a white plastic cleat they thought might work better on AstroTurf. So we want you to wear this kind of a plasticized cleat. We're going to stand you in this alley. We're going to light it kind of, you know, kind of dimly, but we're going to powerize it with this bat. And it was literally a yellow wiffle ball bat that they had inserted a fluorescent light bulb.
Huh.
So it was... the wire was coming out, but they didn't want it to show. So they ran it up my sleeve and down the back of my shirt, down the back of my pants. And if you look closely at the bats sitting there in the alley, you can see a little bit of the wire. The wire goes along the bats and the wire goes up the wall. And they plugged it in to an outlet that they found in this little warehouse. And so they give me this bat, they wet it down, and I'm standing in water, and they go, okay, Murph, we're going to plug this thing in. And I could tell an electrician had not done this. But then they took the picture. It wasn't Photoshop, but you could tell they touched up the photo a little bit to make it glow a little bit more. But for the photo, it was actually a glowing yellow wiffle ball bat, and they didn't want me to smile, so I'm looking kind of tough. And that's how the phrase, like you said, this glowing bat in Star Wars was popular. So a lot of people would call it the lightsaber poster. But it was really nothing to do with that, but just somehow trying to make this alley look powerized and doing kind of a riff on that phrase in baseball, Power Alley. So I thought I was going to get electrocuted, but I survived the shoot. And it was just a great moment.
And not only did you survive the moment, but a lot of posters got sold from that particular photo shoot over the years. And I think if they were to re-release that, they would sell even more posters. And maybe we can touch on that in a minute. But you've shared a lot about Power Alley as we chat with Dale Murphy here on From the Diamond with Grant McCauley on 92.9 The Game, because I think it's one that so many people remember. But I was always fascinated by the stickball poster. It featured you and Doc Gooden out in the street going one-on-one in that classic kids game. When did this idea get pitched to you, and what was it like shooting that one alongside Dwight Gooden, who was at the height of his popularity at that time as well?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I was really lucky to do the Power Alley poster, but I just love the whole concept of stickball. So it was a couple months before the All-Star break. Nike called me and did most of the talking to my agent, Bruce Church. And they said, hey, we've got an idea. And, of course, you know, they were getting bigger. And this was 85, the summer of 85. They were, of course, doing really well, selling a lot of shoes and wanted to get into the apparel, which they had already started, but there was really nothing like a baseball apparel line.
Mm-hmm.
So they had this idea. It was really a marketing. The poster ended up being a great poster on itself, but it was the start of a line of clothing that Nike wanted to do. And they asked for me and Doc Gooden to be the representatives of it. And that line was going to be called Stickball. And so I was wearing a mock-up. They're up in my restaurant there at Murph's in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. It was a mock-up of a shoe that looked like a baseball shoe, but was a tennis shoe. And then I'm wearing sleeves, and I got this little stickball logo on it. I think there's a 3 on mine. And then Doc is wearing some shorts and a sleeve too. And so the start of that was going to be the rollout of this new line of clothing. I guess the best way to put it is baseball-centric clothing. And Doc and I were going to be the face in baseball of this new line that they were going to open up. And they never did. It never happened. But the photo shoot, like I said, a couple months before, they said, hey, we think this will work. Doc and I were both at the All-Star game in 85 in Minnesota. And we, the Braves, played in New York right after the All-Star break. So they said, after the All-Star game, go to New York. You got a day off before you start the season again. And sure enough, we went over to this district. What they told me, and people have said, yeah, that's probably where it is. It was over in Brooklyn. They just had a great street, took some chalk and made a home plate and put a strike zone up. And they had these rubber balls that kids play stickball with. And they said, okay, and here's a big broom handle, you know, sawed off. And we want you to stand in the box. And Doc's only about 30 feet away. I was like, well, I have no chance hitting Doc when he was 60 feet away. And they said, okay, you know, just, you know, let's shoot and see what happens. And it was fun. You can still, one of the World Trade Centers is in the background. And there's a dog just sitting out there in the middle of the street you can barely see. And I've had a number of people that have gone to that location because you got the Brooklyn Bridge, I think, is in the background. But right. We're right under the Manhattan Bridge, which this district is called the Dumbo, the district under the Manhattan Bridge overpass. So it's just right under that bridge, a bunch of warehouses. Now I think it's a bunch of condos. But I really like that one, just to share it with Doc. And I just think that concept of playing stickball really, really turned out really well. It's that favorite is probably the first one. But, you know, if I were to choose one to hang up in my house, I love the feeling of that stickball one.
Yeah, and what a great time to be able to share that with somebody else who was also, at that point, as far as baseball was concerned. You know, if there was a short list of names who really captured the imagination of fans across the country, you were on that list. Dwight Gooden was certainly on that list as well. And these posters were part of a rather fun marketing campaign for Nike for a number of years, featuring some of its baseball athletes. I know there were a bunch of these, but I think that you got two of the absolute most memorable of that bunch, with Power Alley and with Stickball. As we wrap up there, I know you mentioned the potential for there being an apparel line. I love that number 3 Dale Murphy logo that they have on that shirt and on the shoes as well. Maybe at some point you can figure out a way to utilize that in the future. But I guess that kind of brings me to this question is, for a long time, these weren't really re-released or licensed back out. But in recent years, you've been able to do a little bit of something with the Power Alley poster in particular, haven't you?
Yeah, I thought the same thing you mentioned earlier, that, you know, if they re-released them, it would be so fun for people that had them back in the day to buy them, and maybe kids would too. And it just, you know, it keeps popping up. And we talked to them. I said, you know, can we use these images? And they were pretty much like, yeah, go ahead. I put something out with it every once in a while. And, you know, especially the Power Alley poster. And you know, it's just kind of sitting there. And I talked to them about it. And, you know, I agree with you. I think people would love to buy it. But, you know, the other thing is maybe they could do it in a different format than a 2-foot by 3-foot poster. But these companies are all about looking forward. And I think the thing is, they don't want to get too hung up on their nostalgia. But I agree with you. I think, you know, all things 80s now are pretty popular. That baby blue is pretty popular. And so I think it's a fun idea to keep putting some things out there from back in the day.
Well, Murph, I appreciate your time as always. Loved going down memory lane to hear these stories. I look forward to seeing you at Truist Park very soon.
Absolutely, Grant. Thank you.
Always great to catch up with Dale Murphy. When we come back, we will talk about some of the biggest stories from the week that was in Major League Baseball. None bigger than the latest developments in the Shohei Ohtani saga. That comes your way next on From the Diamond with Grant McCauley on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.